You're listening to SBS News.
1 million dead fish line a 40-kilometre stretch of the Darling River in Menindee in far west New South Wales. It's been described as an environmental catastrophe and one of the largest fish kills ever recorded. The stench of the rotting fish is adding further insult to devastated locals, with the Indigenous community particularly affected.
60,000 years we cared for this country, we cared for this river system, and it's only taken 150 years for the impacts that are happening here today.
Now they're being warned of another round of casualties, with the New South Wales Minister for Primary Industries, Niall Blair, saying soaring temperatures this week will see more fish perish.
We've got a forecasted week of 40 degree plus right across the state, and that on top of some of our red algal alerts mean that we're unfortunately bracing for potentially more fish kill events right across New South Wales.
As the situation grows more desperate, politicians are rallying to support the community. Labor's federal water spokesman Tony Burke visited Menindee, where he echoed Labor leader Bill Shorten's calls for an emergency task force.
An independent task force run by scientists who can have a look at exactly what's happened, turn around some recommendations quickly on what we need to do to prevent this from occurring again.
Federal Agriculture Minister David Littleproud says he'll convene a meeting of state and federal environment and water stakeholders this week. He's hoping to convince the states to use $5 million from the Murray-Darling Basin funds for a strategy to look after native fish.
I've asked all the basin state ministers to come on the journey with me and put on the table $5 million to have a national strategy, $5 million to go towards native species, to ensure that we plan for these types of events.
State and federal governments all maintain that drought is to blame, but Professor John Williams from the Australian National University's Centre for Water Economics, Environment and Policy says the basin has been mismanaged.
The drought makes it more difficult, and the high temperatures associated with our current changing climate make it more difficult, but that's the very issue a good plan of water management would be able to deal with.
The New South Wales Labor opposition has released a document, obtained through Freedom of Information laws, that they claim reveals how the state's coalition government ignored warnings in 2012 that their proposed changes to water usage rules could put fish species in the Darling River at risk. Labor leader Michael Daly says the recommendations from New South Wales Fisheries were overlooked.
They ignored the advice of their own experts and they went ahead and implemented that water sharing plan, and the results are now there for all the world to see.
But the state government rejects the claims, saying the recommendations were implemented that same year. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.